It is with great thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we begin this next cycle of the Daf Hayomi. Baruch Hashem had been giving the shir at the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills and for the last three cycles at the Young Israel of Woodmere, and we begin again this cycle with the beginning of Brachos Daf Beis. We begin, Me'emasai Korin Eshema Bi'arvin. From what time does a person allow to say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night by Arvis, the nighttime Shema? There's a machlokes as to whether this is two separate mitzvahs d'araisa or one mitzvah d'araisa. There's even one opinion that says it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but certainly it's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every night. So Rebbe starts off all the Mishnayis with the essential concept of Kriya Shema. Rebbe starts off Shas with the concept of you have to know Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Iker understanding. That's why Rebbe started it according to some of the Darshanim. And we ask ourselves the question, when is the proper time to say Kriya Shema at night? So we'll have three opinions on the Mishnah over here. Mishor Shakohanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumosan Atzof HaShmor Rishon Adiri Reliezer. The first opinion is a start and an end time. The start time is when the Kohanim come in after they were Tful Yom. They were, let's say, Tomei by Yesheretz, and they went to the mikveh during the day. You must go during that day. You then have Heruv Shemesh. Nightfall comes. When it says HaKohavim, they're now allowed to eat Truma. After they went to the mikveh, they're at Tful Yom. They can eat Maaser Sheni, but they can't eat Truma. After the nightfall comes, they went to the mikveh during the day, so then they're allowed to eat truma at night. If they had a type of tumah that requires korbanos to be brought, so they're brought the next day, they're called a mechusa kippurim. So that's the start time, when tzeis ha-kohavim, as Rashi tells us over here, kohanim shenitva v'tavlu v'herav shimshan v'yigia itam lechol b'truma. Now is the time for them to eat truma. Notice the Mefarshim point out over here that it's itam, the time to eat truma. They can't eat truma yet because they still have to say kriyashma before you eat. You're not allowed to eat before you say kriyashma. The end time over here is at Sof HaShmor Rishon Adir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the end time is the period of time of the end of the first watch of the night. In the Gemara, we're going to have a machlokis whether there are three or four watches in the night. So here Rashi goes with the opinion that the night is broken up into 3 4-hour watches in an idealized 12-hour day where the night is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So one-third of the night is 4 hours. So that's the start of Kriya Shema Son Seisuk Chavim, and the end of Kriya Shema, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is going to be at the end of that Ashmorah HaRishona. Interesting, I saw it brought down from various sources that why is Rabbi Eliezer the first Tana to be mentioned in all of Shas? And the answer is that he was always the first one in the Beis Medrash. So if you're the first one in the Beis Medrash, you get to be the first person mentioned in all of Shas. That's the first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim say that you're allowed to go and say Kriya Shema until Chatzos, until the middle of the night. We'll see later in the Mishnah that this is a geder, this is a fence that the rabbis instituted because technically it would be all night long, but the rabbi said it's too dangerous if you go all night long that you may forget yourself and you may come to say Kriya Shema too late, so therefore say it by the middle of the night until Chatzos. And the third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ach Yala Mura Shachar, until dawn's light, until you can see the first crack of dawn. This is either 72 or 90 minutes, according to most poskim, before the sun actually rises, before Hanetzach Hama. This is the three opinions that the Mishnah brings down. And we have a riot to Rabbi Gamliel. Maisel Barami Beis HaMishta. Rabbi Gamliel's sons came once from a wedding. Beis HaMishta technically means a party, but usually when the Gemara uses this terminology of Beis HaMishta, it means from a wedding. So they were Osek B'mitzvah, and they didn't say Kriya Shema. So they asked their father, Rabbi Gamliel, what should we do? Amru lo, lo karinu shema. We didn't say shema. What should we do? Amru lehem. So he responded to his sons, im lo ala amur ha-shachar, if dawn hasn't yet come, chayavim atem likros. You're obligated to read. It's not too late. Some say, even l'chadchila, Rabbi Gamliel holds you can read it at the end of the night, because the mitzvah is all night long. Okay, zrizim makdim l'mitzvah, maybe you should have said it earlier, but l'chadchila, it's perfectly acceptable to be yotzei the mitzvah as long as it's before dawn. And it's not only in this situation. Whenever the rabbis gave their geder of ad chatzos for a mitzvah that should be done at night, that you can only do until midnight, even the Chachamim agree that the mitzvah is all night long, and they only instituted a geder, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, that you should perform it by chatzos. For example, hekter chalovim, the sacrificial fats that are brought on the Mizbeach from every korban, other than Ola, where the entire korban is brought on the Mizbeach, but all the other korbanos, there's parts that are on the Mizbeach, and there are parts that are eaten by the Kohanim, sometimes parts eaten by the Balim. So the sacrificial fats are called the chalovim, they're always put on the Mizbeach. So these fats should be brought during the daytime, after the korban is brought, but if you didn't bring them during the day, you're allowed to bring them at night. The tefillah of Ma'ariv is keneged these chalavim that are brought up at night. Vevarim. This is for the korban ola, where the entire animal, all the limbs, the entire animal is brought on the mizbeach, kolil toktor, and therefore mitzvasin achi al adam shachar. These things which are done at night, Everybody agrees that they're done all night long. There's no restriction that you must do it by chatzos. Likewise, b'chol ha-necholim l'yom echad, any carbon that is allowed to be eaten one day, and that means the night afterwards as well, so mitzvosin ashi al emor shacha, you're allowed to eat it all the way up until emor shacha. The rabbis didn't say you're only allowed to eat it till chatzos. So then, Rabbi Gamliel says, you see that the mitzvah is all night long. So then why did the chacham say till chatzos? In kein lama uri chacham la chatzos. Why did the rabbis institute over here a restriction to only do the mitzvah by chatzos? And the Gemara answers, k'dei l'harchik odem min aveira. This is a restriction, this is a gather over here that people should not get close to dawn, because if you get close to dawn, it's very hard. They didn't have atomic clocks, they didn't have digital watches to tell them exactly when dawn starts, and therefore it could easily be done after dawn, therefore make sure you do it by chatzos, and this way you won't make a mistake. The Gemara starts off and says, Tana, hechakai, where did Tana get this idea of when is the time for Kriyat Shema? First, he should have said, what is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? The Kartani Me'emasai, why did you start off telling me when is the time for Kriyat Shema? You should have said, there is a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Furthermore, Vesu, Ma'ishnor, why did you tell me over here, the Hagos Habach says, the Tani, the Arvis Bereisha, why did you tell me over here the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at night by Ma'ariv first, Bereisha, listen to Shachris Bereisha. You should have started off saying Shachris at the beginning. Now, you can see in the Tosus over here, he says, this is just like the Korban Tumid. We start off with the Korban Tumid in the morning, and then the Torah mentions the Korban Tumid Shabbeinu Arbayim. So to Aviyah, you should have mentioned Rebbe, the first Mishnah should have been Me'em Esai Korban Shema B'Shachris, and then the second Mishnah should have been Me'em Esai Korban Shema B'Arvin. But it's not that way. So why is that? So the Gemara tells us, Tana akroi koi. The Tana is going after the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk which tells us to read Kriyat Shema, v'dibar tobom, v'shiv decho beveisecha, uvelech decho vaderech, dechsev b'shoch b'cho uvikumecha. That tells us the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema already is in existence. And it tells us then to do this b'shoch b'cho when you go to sleep, when you're lying down, uvikumecha, when you're getting up. V'achi tani. This is what it's telling us. Siman Kriyat Shema. The proper time for Kriyat Shema is the time, the shchiva, when you go to lie down. And Emas, and when is that time? Mishor shenichnasim ha-kohanim lechol trumasim. That is the time that the kohanim come and eat the truma. That is the proper time to say Kriyat Shema shel Arvis. Now, Iboy Yisema, an alternative teretz, Yolef Mibriyasu Shalolam. That can be learned out from the creation of the world. As the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, Tilsiva, Hi Erev, Ayivoker, Yom Echad. It tells us over here that the world was created first Erev, and then Boker, Yom Echad. Some say this is another allusion, Yom Echad. It doesn't say Yom Rishon. This is another allusion to Kriyat Shema, that Echad is a reference to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In any event, we follow the Briyasa Olam, and that's why the mission over here says first Arvis, and then the next mission will tell us Me'emasai Korin Ishma Shul Shachris. Gemara says, if that is so, then how come when we talk about the brachas of Kriyat Shema, we first talk about the brachas of Shachris, and then we talk about the brachas of Arv? Marv. Ihochi, Seifo, Diktoni, the next mission when it says, B'shachar Mivorosh Taim Lefoneo B'achas Li'achreo, by Shachris it tells us first the brachas. There are two brachas before Kriyat Shema, and there's one bracha after Kriyat Shema. We'll learn more about this in the upcoming Shiurim. U'be'er Mivorosh Taim Lefoneo B'shachar Li'achreo. And by Marv, there's two brachas before Kriyat Shema, two brachas after Kriyat Shema. You should have said over there, listen to the Arvis Mereisha. Why didn't you say over there, Marv first? Just like over here, you said over here, this man for Marv first. So the Gemara answers a simple teretz. Tana, posach bi Arvis, v'hadar tani bi Shachris. Because we started off with Marv, and then we went to Shachris. But while we're on the subject of Shachris, ad dekoy bi Shachris. While we're talking about Shachris, parish mila de Shachris, v'hadar parish mila de Arvis. So we'll talk a little bit about Shachris, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the halachos of Marv. Amar Mar means we're repeating something that we just said. So we said in the Mishnah that it's talking about the beginning of the time of saying Kriyat Shema Shel Ma'ariv is when you go in to eat the truma, when the Kohanim are now permitted to go and eat truma after they've had Harav Shemesh. Michtei, let us now analyze this. Kohanim emas ko'achli truma. When do the Kohanim eat the truma? Mishas tzeis ha-kochavim. As we already pointed out, it's from the time that the stars come out. So why did you just tell us that? Instead of telling me from the time that the Kohanim eat truma, tell me that the time for Kriyat Shema of Arvis is lisnei mishas tzeis ha-kochavim. That would be a lot simpler and a lot easier. So Gemara tells us, no. Milso agav urchei komashvulon. It's coming to teach us over here one thing at the same time as it teaches us something else. Kamash Vulan, it's coming to teach us. Kohanim, emas koachli betruma. At what point do the Kohanim eat their truma? Are they now allowed to eat their truma? It's telling us that then. At what point? Mishas, tzeis ha-kochavim. They're allowed to eat truma at the time of tzeis ha-kochavim. So we're in two dinim for the price of one. We're learning out what time the Kohanim can eat truma, which is also the time to say Kriyat Shema, which is tzeis ha-kochavim. So Gemara says, "V'akomashvelon dikapara lo ma'akva." And the chiddush over here is telling us over here that a mechusar kippurim, a person who has to still bring korbanos on the day afterwards. For example, if somebody was a metzora, so they also have Harav Shemesh on their last day, and they also go and now can eat truma, but they can't yet eat kachim. And that will only be able to be done when they go and bring their korbanos on the eighth day. Kiditanyas, we learned in the Braisa. Ubar Shemesh v'toher. The pasuk tells us in Vayikra Beis that the sun comes and the sun sets. What does that mean? Bias Shimsho, as the sun comes to the end of the day, ma'akvoso milecho b'truma. The ain kaparoso miakvoso milecho truma. So while the sun is still up, you're not allowed to eat truma. But once the sun sets, v'toher, the sun is gone, the day is gone, then you are allowed to eat truma, even though you're still not allowed to eat kachim, in a situation where you're mechusar kippurim, where you still have to bring korbanos. So Gemara questions this usage of the language over here. Ubar Shemesh V'Toyer is a language that could be understood in two different ways. So why did you understand it? Umimai Dahai Ubar Shemesh B'Yas HaShemesh. When you say that the sun comes, it means the sun comes to the end of the day. Bahai V'Toyer, and when it says V'Toyer, it means Tar Yoma, that the day has passed, that the day is no longer there. Why are you learning it that way? Dilma, maybe you should learn it. We turn to Yom Beis. B'Yas Orohu. Maybe it's talking about that the coming of the sun in the morning. And then, umay vitar, when is the person tar? Vitar gavra. The person now becomes tar. So as soon as the sun rises on the eighth day, then the person becomes tar, and only then, when he brings his korbanos, now he can eat truma. Maybe it's totally different than what we just said the din is. So I'm a rabba bar shila. Im kain, if this were correct, the pasuk should have said v'yitoher. Im kain lemakra v'yitar. If it's talking about the person, it should have used the terminology v'yitoher. He shall become tar. My vitar. It will become tar. Tar yomer, it means that the day has passed. The Amri Yinshi, as people say, Yarav Shimsha, when the sun has set over here, so then the day is gone. Vidake yomer, the day has passed. So this lashon over here is more in line with the thinking that it means that it's talking about the end of the day and not the beginning of the next day. In Eretz Yisrael, b'marava, they learned it a little bit differently. Hadir Rabba bar Rav Shila lo shmilu. They didn't hear this statement that Rabba bar Shila just taught us. Ubar lo miboy. And they asked the following question. What does the pasuk mean? Hi, Ubar Hashemesh v'toyer. What does it mean? Ubar Hashemesh, does it mean B'yas Shimshu? Does it mean the sun coming down at the end of the day? Umay v'toyer tar yomer. And the day has ended, like we said, and that's the proper way to learn it. Or the other way, which is the improper way, but it's a possibility. Odilma B'yas Orohu. Or maybe it's talking about the rising of the sun in the morning. And when it says v'toyer, umay v'toyer, means tar gavra. It means that the person himself becomes tar. So we answer, the Bach changes the gear so slightly. It says, V'hoder pashtele mi braisa. We learn this stuff in the following braisa. V'diktoni mi braisa. It says in the braisa, simin ledover, tzeis ha-kochavim. It tells us that this pasuk is alluding to tzeis ha-kochavim, shma mina. Obviously, it's talking about B'yas Shimsho, the sun coming down at the end of the day. That's what it means. B'yas Shimsho, who? Umay v'toria. What does the word v'toria mean? It means tar yom. It means the day has passed. That is the correct understanding of the braisa. Now we're going to begin a new discussion over here. Omar Mar, Bishosha Kohanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumasa. We quote again the Mishnah where it says, from the time that the Kohanim come to eat their Truma. This was the opinion stated in the Mishnah. As we'll see, this is either Stam, the Mishnah stating it, or this is also the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Urmini, we're going to show you a Braisa that seems to give a different shear. And now we're introducing eight additional shiurim, some of which are the same, but they all have different tanoim. Some actually have the same tanoim, seemingly saying two different statements, and they have sometimes some of which are the same. As we'll see, there's a total of 9 shitas over here. It can be a little bit complicated, and try to follow along carefully. So the braisa that now quoting, we're going to quote 3 other braisas. This is the first braisa. We had the Mishnah, and we're going to have 3 braisas. So the braisa that we're now quoting, Reminu means we're going to contrast one braisa with another, or one braisa with a Mishnah. The Braisa tells us, Me'em asai korne Shema, when is the time that you read Shema? Ba'arvin, by Ma'ariv time. Misha ani nichnas lecho pito, from the time that a poor person comes in and eats his bread. With melach, b'melach. That's the start time. Atshaw, and the end time is sha'omed lif pater mitol shudoso, until he finishes eating his meal. That's the end time. Now, clearly the Gemara says, Seifo vaday pligi amas nisan. There is no shita in the Mishnah that has such an early end time. The end time over here is when he's done with his meal. That's much sooner than the earliest shita, which the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that said, until the Ashmura Rishona. And it's certainly earlier than the Chacham said midnight, and it's certainly earlier than Rabbi Gamliel that said, until dawn.
So therefore, this is clearly a fourth shita as to when the end of the Zman of Kriyat Shema is. So clearly, Sefer Vade Pliga Masnisan, the Sefer over here, this statement, until they get up from their meal, they finish their meal, is a much earlier end time for Kriyat Shema than the three shitas we had in the Mishnah. The question is, the start shir over here, Misha'ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'melach, Reisha, Mi Lema Pliga Masnisan or not? Is this arguing with the Shita of the Mishnah? Is the Ani Shir over here, the Shir of Sha'ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'melech, is that the same Shir as Shakohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'chumasan or not? So the Gemara says, no, they're not contrast, they're not arguing with each other. Ani V'Kohen Chachiru. Shita number one in our Mishnah, Shakohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'chumasan, is the exact same Shir, Sha'ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'melech, the Tanakama over here in the Braisa. And therefore, it's one Shir, both of which say it's Tzeitzako Chavir. The Gemara questions this, however. And the Gemara says, or Minhu, we're going to contrast this with another Brisa. This is the second Brisa. The second Brisa will have two Shitos in it. The second Brisa says, Me'emosai Maschilin Likros Kriyashma Bi'arvis. From what time do you begin saying Kriyashma at nighttime? So, Mishaw, the first Shita, which is the opinion of Rameyer, Mishaw Shabnei Adam Nichnosin Lecho Piton Bi'arve Shabbosos, Divi Rameyer. The time that a person goes in and eats his meal on Friday night, on Erev Shabbos at nighttime when it's Shabbos, that is the opinion of Rameyer. That is seemingly an earlier shear. The Chacham Nomrim, Mishaw Shakohanim Zakoyin Lecho B'chumosin. And similar dover, Tzeisa Kochavim. This is the similar dover that we brought down before. Here's that brisa that actually states it. So the opinion of the Chachamim is Shakohanim Zakoyin Lechol B'Trumasa, the time that the Kohanim can eat, which is Tzeisa Kochavim. Now, clearly over here, the opinion of Rav Meir, the time that we have over here, Shabnei Adam Nichlosim Lechol Pitom Avi Shabbosos, is an earlier time than the Chachamim. That's clear. This brisa, the second brisa, Rav Meir's time, B'nei Adam Nichnasim Lecho Pito B'Avi Shabbosos, is an earlier time than Tzeisa Kochavim. Now, B'Av O'Pi Shein Ra'il L'Dovar Zeich L'Dovar. And this idea that Tzeisa Kochavim is the end of the day, while we don't have an explicit proof that the day ends with the stars coming out, we have an allusion to it. And that is from the rebuilding of the second base of Midrash in the time of Nehemiah. And we bring down the pasuk from Nehemiah, Shenemar, V'Nachnu Osim B'Melacha, we are doing the work over here. And it says that the people had a spear in the hand, the chetzu machazikim b'ramachim, in order to protect themselves from the people that didn't want them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So their antagonists would try to attack them. So they kept half of the people that were building the Beis HaMikdash with armor, me'alus hashachar ad tzeisa kochavim. And they did this from early in the morning until late at night, from dawn until tzeisa kochavim. So half of them were working on rebuilding and half of them were guarding. Now, that seems to be a raya over here, that the day starts at dawn, Olos HaShachar, and ends at Tzeisa Kochavim. And then it tells us another proof, V'Omer, it tells us a further proof from the next pasuk, V'ayu lanu alayla mishmor v'yom alocha, and the night was for protection, we kept watch, so that they wouldn't destroy or attack us, and during the day we built. So, why do you need V'Omer? My V'Omer, what's the point over here of telling me V'Omer? The first pasuk that you brought down seemed to clearly show that the day began from Olos HaShachar and ended at Tzeisa Kochavim. So Gemara says, no, it's necessary. Because v'chi tema miki orvo shimsho le'yuhu. Because maybe you might say over here that when the sun set, that's the start of night. Not tzeisa kochavim, but just from shkia sachama and on, from the sun setting, that's when night actually starts. But they, the inu, the mechashche mekadme, they worked diligently. They worked beyond the, quote, day. The day really is from sunrise to sunset. But they, Machashle, they stayed out later, Umakadme, and they started work earlier. They started work from dawn, which is before the day starts at sunrise, and they ended work well after the day ended, which was the sunset, and they kept on working until the stars came out, Tzeisa Kochavim. So there's no Raya, and therefore, Toshma, that's why we have the Omer over here, Vayulanu Halayla Mishmar Vayom Melacha. That's why it tells us, no, this is the definition of day and night. Day is from Olos HaShachar, ending at Tzeisa Kochavim, that's the daytime period of time. So now we've clearly explained over here that when we're talking about the start of the day, it's at Olos HaShachar, and the end of the day is Tzeisa Kochavim. Now our question was, we originally asked, Ani V'Kohen Chachiru, that the time for the Ani to go and eat, as we said, Ani Nichtas Lecho Pito B'Melech, and the Kohanim, Tzeisa Kochavim, is the same time. Now we can see the question. If you want to say, Kosolka Daitoch, the Anu Vnei Adam Chachiru, if you want to tell me over here that the Ani in the Brisa, number one, is the same shear as the Bnei Adam, which was Rav Meir's opinion in Braisa number 2, and the reasoning that you would think that they're the same shear Rashi brings down over here is because the poor person doesn't have a lot of preparing to do, and likewise, on Erev Shabbos, everything's prepared beforehand, so you can go and eat right away. So if you want to tell me that those two shiurim are the same, the Ani and the Bnei Adam, are eating at the same time, so then we have a problem. Then, Chachamim Hainu Rav Meir. Then the Chachamim's opinion is the same opinion as Rav Meir. And if you say that the Ani and the Kohen are one shear, then everybody is the same shear over here. So obviously, Elishmamina, Ani Shiura Luchud, the Kohen Shiura Luchud. If you're saying that the Ani and the Bnei Adam are the same shear, which was logical, so then obviously the Ani and the Kohen cannot be the same shear. Where it says, no, not necessarily low. In fact, Ani v'Kohen chachiruhu. Indeed, they are one shear, like we originally wanted to suggest. The Ani and the Kohen are a single shear. But you know what's not the same shear? The Ani u'Bnei Adam lav chachiruhu. What we thought originally, that the Ani and the Bnei Adam, they're both the same shear, that's incorrect. You know what? The Ani is a different shear than the Bnei Adam nichnos lecho pitom v'arbi shabosos. So Gemara again questions, for Ani v'Kohen chachiruhu, is that really correct? We want to stick with that answer? But we have another brisa. And now we bring down brisa number 3. The third brisa that we're discussing is we're going to have 5 shitas in this brisa. Goes as follows. Uriminu. This brisa starts off the same way as the others started off. From what time can you start saying Kriyat Shema? So the first of the 5 shitas is Mishor Shekodash Hayom Ba'avi Shabbosos. From the time that Shabbos starts. As Rashi says over here, Hainu Ben HaShmashos. At this point, it's no longer Vaday Chol. It's possibly Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. We're not sure what the status of Ben HaShmashos is. And as Rashi continues, because V'kivan the Sofiku, Kodesh Yom is Sofik. So that's the time that Shabbos becomes Shabbos. It's a question. Maybe it's Shabbos, maybe it's not. So we have to treat it as Shabbos. That's Shita number 1, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we'll have to question later on, is this the same shita as Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, Shekohan v'nichlasim lecho b'trumasan? So then we have a problem. We have 2 different shitas for Rabbi Eliezer. The later shita of Tzeis HaKochavim is certainly not the start of Ben HaShmashos. So therefore, that will be a question that we'll address later on. Next shita in the Braisa. In the third Braisa, this is now the second shita. And the Braisa continues, and it tells us Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are major Bali Plukta throughout Shas. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, Mishor Shakohanim mitoharim lecho bichumasam. This is the time that the Kohanim are now tohar, i.e. Tzeis HaKochavim. And that's obviously a later shita than the start of Ben HaShmashos. The next opinion, Rav Meir. Now we had Rav Meir previously. Rav Meir previously said, Shebnei Odom nichlosim lecho pitom v'arbi shabasos. But here Rav Meir gives a different shita. Here, in the third brisa, the third shita, Rav Meir omer, Mishor shekohanim tovlin lecho b'chumasom. At the time, they're going to be tovel. Now, this raises a question, which the Gemara is just going to ask now, but we'll get to a little bit more in detail later on in today's shir. And the Gemara says, wait a second, Amar Rav Yehuda to Rav Meir. You're telling me that the time to say Krishma is when they go to be tovel in the mikvah? They can be tovel in the mikvah at noon, in the middle of the day. Is that the time? Nobody's going to sleep then. Is that the time for Krishma? We don't give an answer right now. We'll come back to this question a little bit later on. We just interrupted the Braisa to question Rav Meir Shita. Now we go to the fourth sheet in the Braisa, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina omer, Mishor she'ani nichnas lecho pito b'melach. It is the time that a poor person goes in to go and eat his bread over here with salt. Now, this is obviously the same sheet, as we said before, of the first Braisa that we brought down, she'ani nichnas lecho pito b'melach. So clearly, Rabbi Chanina is that sheet. And finally, the last shita, the 9th sheet of all, the 5th in this third brisa, tells us, Rav Achai, or alternately, Varmile Rabbi Acha, Omer, whoever it was, this Tana said, Mishor Shirov Bnei Adam Nichnosim Lohosev. It's from the time that most people go and recline for the meal. They used to have the meal, that's what we say on Pesach night, Beheseba. They used to recline like kings at their meals, and therefore, that's why it uses this lashon over here, when they would go and recline for their meal. Rashi clearly says over here, this is the latest shita. If you look in the Rashi, Nichnosim Lohosev, he says, Istamri b'yamosachol, some say it's talking about a weekday, Istamri b'shabbos, some say it's on Shabbos, but in any event, mikomakom mu'ucharhu l'kulam. This is the latest shita, albeit the Marsha says we don't have the word l'kulam, he just says it's a late shita. In any event, that is the 9th and final shita that we have over here. Again, it's not really 9 separate shitas. Some of them are the same. But these are the 9 different opinions, 1 in the Mishnah, 1 in the first brisa, 2 in the second brisa, and 5 in the third brisa that we have. Now we get to our question. The E Amris Ani v'Kohen Chad Shiru. If we go back and try to suggest that the Ani and the Kohen are one shear, so then it turns out Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Yoshua. If these two shitas are the same, so then Rabbi Chanina, if he's the same shear as the Kohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'Trumasim, because he says Ani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'Melech is the same as the Kohanim, so then in this third brisa we have two different opinions, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina. Sounds like they're different shiurim, but the way we just said, if the Ani and the Kohen are the same, then Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina are the same shita. That can't be. So obviously we conclude, El Alav Shmamina, the answer is that shiur the Ani L'chud, the shiur that the Ani goes in and eats his bread with salt, is a different shiur than the Kohanim when they come and eat their truma, i.e. Tzeis HaKohavim. Shmamina, that's a very good raya, because otherwise the third brisa would have Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina saying different answers when they in fact would be saying the same thing. So now the Gemara asks the next obvious question. Now that we say that the Ani and the Kohen are not the same shear, which one is earlier, which one is later? So the Gemara says, Mistabru the Ani Me'uchar. It makes sense to say over here that the Ani is the later shear. Why is that? Because if you wanted to say the Yamris, the Ani Mukdam, if you wanted to tell me that the Ani is the earlier shear, so then you have another problem. Then Rabbi Chanina, the Ani shear, would be Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, would be the shear that it's just at the start of Bein HaShemashos, because it's very unlikely that there would be another shear in between. So these two shiurim would be the same. And again, we have the same problem. In the third brisa, we have five separate opinions. If two of them are the same, it shouldn't be listed as five separate opinions. They should be listed together, and it should only be four opinions. So if, in fact, the Ani was the earlier shita, Iyamris Ani Mukdam, then Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Eliezer would be the same shita. Elalav Shmamina, the answer must be the Ani Mu'uchar. In fact, the Ani is the later shita. Shmamina, that in fact is a good raya. Now, we go back and we say Amamar. We go back again. Whenever you say Amamar, you're repeating something that you said previously in part. When you use a Lashon of Gufa, it means you're repeating the whole thing. Amamar usually means you're repeating only part of it. So we said Rav Yehuda asked the question to Rav Meir, and he said, I don't understand. I'm only Rav Yehuda to Rav Meir. V'alo Kohanim Yibo Jomim Tovim. You, Rav Meir, said the shear is when the Kohanim can be Tovel. The Kohanim can be Tovel in the middle of the day. You can't say Kriya Shema then. So the Gemara says, Shap Yekom Alei Rav Yehuda Rav Meir. This is a very biting, strong question that Rav Meir is being asked by Rav Yehuda. What would Rav Meir say to that? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir, Hachi Kamalei. Rav Meir responded in the following way. Mi Sabris, do you think, Da'ano Abein HaShmoshus Didoch Koamina? Do you think I'm saying, like, your Bein HaShmoshus period of time? Rav Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshus period of time, Rashi says over here, is the time it takes a person to walk a half a mil, which we normally say is 9 minutes. That's the 18-minute shear of a mil. There's a big machlokis as to whether that's correct throughout Shas, whether it's 18 minutes or it's 24 minutes or somewhere in between. But right now, Rashi's working over here with the Shita that it's a half of a mil. The Bein HaShmoshus period of time over here is the time it takes a person, Kidei Mahalich, Chatzi mil, before the stars come out, that period of time of 9 minutes is the Bein HaShemoshos period of time. In other words, it's a set period of time, 9 minutes. Rekiva Eger over here in the Gilyan HaShas says that doesn't seem to jibe with the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere, where it's either going to be based, let's say, two-thirds of a meal, or Gimel Revi, or three-quarters of a meal. Leaving that aside, how long this period of time is, it's somewhere between 9 and, let's say, 15 minutes, depending on exactly what shear you're using. So then, it clearly over here is a set period of time, a significant period of time. That's what you're saying, Rav Meir says to Rav Yehuda? Do you think I'm referring to your opinion of Bein HaShemoshos? No. I'm referring, I know, Bein HaShemoshos, the Rav Yossi Kamina. I'm talking about the opinion of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi's opinion is, the Amar Rav Yossi, Bein HaShemoshos Keherif Ayin. It's the blink of an eye. 1 second, it's Friday, and the next second, it's now Shabbos. There's no twilight period of time that we don't know. And therefore, in that period of time, when I said that you have to go to the mikvah right before the Bein HaShemoshos, Shakohanim Tovum Lechol B'Trumasam, it's talking about that period of time and not in the middle of the day. And therefore, Zeh Nichnas V'Zeyotze, one day goes in, the next day starts, it's Herif Ayin, a split second, like the blink of an eye, V'Ef Sholam Adolav, and you can't say what that time is. And therefore, according to Rav Yossi, the Kohanim will go and immerse themselves over here right before the stars come out. And therefore, that's when people are already starting to go to sleep. And therefore, Rav Meir has no problem. That's the shita of Rav Meir. Not that you can't go early in the day. It's the last minute of the day that he's talking about. As Rav Meir says, as Rashi points out, Rav Meir k'Rabbi Yossi svirulei, v'chi tovu mikamei hochi somuch l'chashechahu. He's talking about the last possible moment, right before the Tzeis HaKohavim. And that is Zman Shriva Karinon Bey. That is definitely called Zman Shriva. Finally, we reconcile the last two things that I mentioned. We seem to have Rav Meir two different opinions. They're two two opinions that were brought down, the second brisa and the third brisa for a mayor, and we possibly have the our Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and then we brought down a different opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the third brisa. So the Gemara starts with these two questions. Kasha, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. We turn to Daf Gimel, Omud Aleph. So the two seemingly statements of Rabbi Meir are contradictory. One Meir, Rabbi Meir, in the second brisa said, B'nei Adam nichlos melecho pitom b'arbi shabassos. And in the third brisa, the opinion of Rabbi Meir was, Shekohanim tovu melecho b'trumasam. So those are two different time periods. How could Rabbi Meir have two different opinions? So the Gemara says, very frequent answer throughout Shas, Trei Tanoi Alibi Rabbi Meir, that there are two different Tanoic opinions over here as to what Rabbi Meir said. So one Tana said, this is what Rabbi Meir said, and the other Tana said, this is what Rabbi Meir said. Similarly, same teretz for Kasha the Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar. If you want to say that Rabbi Elazar was the opinion in the Mishnah that says Shekohanim Nechlasim Lecha B'Tru Masam, which is Seis HaKochavim, so Rabbi Elazar in the Braisa said Shekidish Hayom Bavi Shabbosos, which is right before the Ben HaShemoshes period of time. That's clearly not Seis HaKochavim. So again, you have Kasha the Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara answers the same teretz we just gave for Rabbi Meir. Trei Tanoi Adlib the Rabbi Elazar. We have two different Tanoic opinions as to what Rabbi Elazar said. V'Yibayis Eima, alternatively, we could say over here, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. When the Mishnah said the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Mishor Shakohanim Nechlosim Lecho B'Trumasan, so that in fact was not the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. That was Stam. And the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer was Atzof Hashmor Rishona, Divri Rabbi Eliezer. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, but the first part wasn't actually Rabbi Eliezer. That was the Tanakama over here, who's not named. With this, we really conclude today's shiur. I did rush it today. I wanted to make sure that we kept it to about a half an hour so people could get excited and not be overwhelmed by the first day of the daf. I did not go into a lot of the Rashi's or Tosos or other Mefarshim inside. Be'ezus Hashem, I invite people to join me live if possible, 6:40 a.m. Monday through Fridays at the Young Israel of Woodmere. And if they're unable to, we'll be continuing the shiur Be'ezus Hashem throughout this cycle. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we all look forward to finishing Shas together. Thank you very much for listening.